Cool. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the podcast. You are with me, Kevin Wright, on the Kevin Wright Show, the Kevin Wright Podcast. Man, today we are talking about what I have phrased as the art of not giving a fuck. The art of not giving a fuck. In this topic, in this discussion, it's a popular discussion. It's a self-help discussion. In this is topics about self-love, how to love yourself, how to take care of yourself. But I call it the art of not giving a fuck because it's an art form. Right now in society, there is a push toward just saying, just do you, just be with you, take care of yourself, and don't give a shit about anybody else. Don't give props to anybody else. Protect yourself and your family and your like small property at all costs. And I see that, I get that. Like, go out there and just try to do you. But I call it the art of not giving a fuck because yeah, I want people to be excited about doing them. I want people to be excited about flourishing and finally having some confidence in themselves. But it's an art because you're also not saying that I just hate everyone else. You're still having compassion towards people. You're still having sympathy and empathy towards the people around you and the people in this world and the people who have lived a different life and the people who are different. You're still experiencing all those things, but you've got to at some point not give a fuck about criticisms and not give a fuck about haters and listening to the voices that are keeping you from doing your thing. So it's an art form. It's an art form to be a part of this. If you listen to any celebrity, if you listen to any public figure, they're all going to be able to tell you, I had to come to a conclusion where I couldn't read from the comments section anymore. I couldn't read from the trolls anymore. I couldn't listen to all the critiques and reviews. I had to finally start listening to my voice. And those things are all a part of the art of not giving a fuck. Part of this is just maturing. Like as you go through life, you learn to, hopefully you learn to get more and more confidence in your vibe. You learn to get more and more confidence in your direction. But it takes an amazing amount of confidence to produce art, to get out there and put something forward into the public and to push in the face of lots of roadblocks to push your art, your voice. Maybe it's your writing, maybe it's your painting, maybe it's your music. To push your music out into the world and to hope that other people like it and to hope that it connects with other people, it takes an amazing amount of confidence. And that's where the art of not giving a fuck, the art of loving you and the art of pursuing you comes in. So one of the first questions that comes up with a lot of my clients is that they talk about, okay, well, you're telling me to flourish. You're telling me to pour into myself. You're telling me to love myself and to not listen to the haters, to try to block off the haters, to try to push through with confidence on the people who don't like what I'm doing, who are making fun of what I'm doing, who are trolling on what I'm doing. So how do I do that? How do I stay confident and then at the same time, ignore those bad voices? How do I ignore those bad voices? And also, how do I listen to the voices that have good constructive criticism? How do I find those voices who are actually telling me good things that are going to make my product better or make my art better or make me a more confident person? How do I know what voices to listen to? What's the practicality of doing that? Come on, coach, give me some answers. The way I talk to people about responding to those criticisms and not listening to the haters, it starts with a deep inner connection with yourself. It starts with a deep connection with yourself. For example, you're going to hear all about, hey, you need to take a little less time and worrying about other people, taking care of other people. I need to love yourself more. It's good advice. That's good advice. But what does it mean to love yourself? What does it mean to love yourself more? None of us really even know what the fuck that means. I have an angle on that I think is important. I have an angle on that I think is super helpful and specific. So of course there is those practical things of loving yourself. Like I'm busy. And I just need some time to go shopping by myself, have some retail therapy. I'm gonna get some dope new leather boots, and I'm gonna get a new handbag, and I'm gonna catch up on some things that I haven't been doing. That's a very practical way to love yourself. You're also getting some free time and some space and some quiet time to think about all the shit you wanna think about in life. That's important too. So maybe it's the shopping spree. Also another practical thing, and this isn't my thing, but I'm just kind of giving you the examples from society, is like, you get home and you do that thing where you draw a nice hot bath and you put your Game of Thrones on and you get tea and you have some pleasure time for yourself. You're sitting just chilling. The world is quiet. The kids aren't knocking on the door. Your partner's not messing with you. You're just kind of in your go draw yourself a bath and put some salts in there and enjoy it and get yourself a glass of wine. That's how you love on yourself. That's true. That some of those things do work. Some of those things do work. But I want to take it deeper than those practical things. You know, having a spa day and splurging on your diet and having some yummy food and getting an ice cream sundae all by yourself. And those are all loving yourself type things. But we need to go even deeper than that to really understand what loving yourself means. When it comes to being an artist, when it comes to people who are trying to put a product out there and put content out there and to become famous, and people who are trying to move past regular services and say, I want to do something artistic and get paid for it, loving yourself takes on a whole new meaning. The way I break it down, and I help people try to understand, if you are loving yourself in the way that I talk about, you will learn to naturally not worry about the haters. You will learn to naturally get in on the art of not giving a fuck. And here's one of the things that I think about all the time. Loving yourself means being entertained by yourself. Think about this. Loving yourself means being entertained by yourself. If you love what you're doing, if you like your product, if you like the output, if you like your content, then it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. That's ground level. If you have questions about your product, if you're not quite sure about it, if you feel like a fraud or a phony, you feel like you're copying somebody else, you feel like you're bullshitting, you feel like you're not doing something that's exciting for you or true to you or authentic to you, then you're gonna have a hard time loving what you do. So here's one good example of what I'm talking about. We're talking about being entertained by your product, being entertained by that thing you do as a way to battle the haters. Because if you love that thing you do, the criticism is gonna shut off. Let's talk about modeling for a second. I work with a lot of models and I love that industry because I think it's a growing industry and it's an important industry. And I just think people misunderstand it a lot of times. And so coaching and doing sales for modeling agencies and models, there's a lot to be mined there. Take a model, for example. As a model, are you loving what you do? Are you getting your photos back and seeing your ad campaigns and being a part of your Instagram page and being part of your TikTok and all the social media that you work with? Are you entertained by it? Are you digging the way you look? Are you excited about the persona that you're portraying in social media and on your modeling avenues? Are you loving it? And I know it's not going to be perfect every time. There's going to be shoots and there's going to be photography and there's going to be situations where you're like, I'm not digging it. But the majority of the time, 70, 80, 90% of the time, are you entertained by it? Are you tickled to put a picture on Instagram and show the world, here's me doing my thing? I was modeling a swimsuit. I was modeling on the runway. I was modeling for a local agency. I was modeling at a fundraiser. Are you so stoked and so entertained by the work you're doing that it fuels you and feeds you and the haters? And you're engaging in the art of not giving a fuck because you're so fueled by it. You're so excited by it. Are you loving it and entertained by what you do? Or are you posting your picture on Instagram hesitantly? Are you saying, man, I'm just doing this because I know I'm supposed to do it? If you're not in the category where you're entertaining yourself and you're giving yourself energy and you're pumped on what you're doing and you can't wait to share the picture of you, the post about you with the world, you can't wait to do that. If you're not at that place, then that's the issue. And that's the biggest issue about loving yourself and loving your product that I'm trying to tell people about. Are you not entertained by it? Because if you're entertained by it, nothing else matters. You're stoked. You're giddy about showing the world your art, showing the world your work. If you're a model, that's your profession. That's what you do. That's your talent. That's your art. That's your business. You got to get to the point where you are loving it. Otherwise, get out. If you're stressed every single time you're making your post, if you're stressed every time you go to Instagram and you're biting your fingernails and you're saying, what the fuck are people going to think? You're missing the whole point. It's got to be so entertaining for you. I recently had somebody talk to me and said, man, I heard your last podcast. I heard that last podcast and I didn't like these three things, A, B, and C. And there was some criticism and there was a, you know, I don't want to call it hating, it was good criticism. And I took it all into account and I listened to it all. But at the end of the day, I told myself and reminded myself, I enjoyed the process of that podcast. I enjoyed the research on that podcast. I enjoyed writing the script. I enjoyed the production, the photography. I enjoyed the uploading, the videos, the editing. I enjoyed the whole thing for the most part. There's some tedious stuff, but for the most part, I enjoyed it. And so for me, I was able to tell them, hey, thanks, man. I got to let you know I'm entertained by it. I'm digging. I'm still trying to find my voice in a number of different ways. Just like as a model, you're trying to find your groove, your niche, your look, your experience, your vibe. I'm still trying to find my voice, but I'm entertained by it and it's fueling me and it's giving me some meaning and it's pushing me forward. When I was able to tell myself that, I could work through those criticisms in a much simpler way. As a model, you got to be able to do the same thing. Not dreading showing yourself to the world, but being excited about it. And that's the self-love thing that I keep trying to hammer home to people. Are you entertained by the thing you're doing? Is it entertaining to you? Basically, are you entertaining you? That is the key point. That's the essential point in the art of not giving a fuck, is no matter what anybody else says, I like the product I'm putting out. I'm stoked on the paintings I'm putting out. I put them in my house. The music that I make, I don't just do it to try to have my little carving, my little section in the music industry. I do it and I am entertained. I put my music on my playlist when I'm in the shower, when I go to the gym, I'm listening to my stuff. When I'm making movies, I go back and watch them time and time again. I laugh at them. I'm entertained by them. I'm excited by them. I learn something from them. There is an entertainment aspect to loving yourself that's so key. If you want to flourish and you want to thrive, part of loving yourself, beyond the baths, beyond the spa day, beyond the retail therapy, beyond having a pampering day, you got to be entertained by you. Oh my God, I entertain myself. Some kids understand this. I was working with a model 2 weeks ago, and she's very young, and she wants to be an Instagram model. She's like 23 years old, and she's very, in some ways she's naive, but there's a good naivete. She loves what she's doing. She thinks she's hilarious. She gets on there and when she makes her posts, she's so tickled with her work and she makes jokes and she has a fun time with it. And she's loving it. Check out somebody like Amanda Cerny. Check out somebody like Lily Pons. These people are huge Instagram stars, huge Facebook stars, YouTube stars. And they love to goof off. They found a way to make themselves laugh. They found a way to like not take themselves too seriously, and they love the product they're putting out. They love the product that they're showing the world. They are entertained by it, and therefore they are finding the secret of the art of not giving a fuck. Loving yourself and loving the thing you do means being entertained by it. Are you entertaining yourself? Are you bored with yourself? Are you on the whole other side? I don't like that thing I'm doing. I'm stressed about the product I'm churning out. I don't like the taste of the food I'm making. I don't like the look of the paintings I'm doing. I don't like the vibe and the genre of music I'm in. I don't like this shit. Well, then that's your issue right there. And we've now narrowed it down to why people's criticisms are going to affect you. But if you can tell somebody, I'm so entertained with what I'm doing and I like watching myself. I know it's a struggle and I know it's a journey to get there. It's a journey. This is self-love. This is the journey of self-love that we're talking about. Maturity has to play into this. Experience has to play into this. It takes time. I get it. But if you can learn these things early enough, if you can learn that you should be on the path to entertaining yourself, that's a big deal. How many times do you talk to people who are always like, I'm just fucking bored. I'm so bored. If you meet those people, there is something wrong. It should be a red flag. I'm just always bored. You want to be around the people who don't get bored. Because those are the people who know how to entertain themselves. Those are the people who know how to not take life too seriously, who get it. I never get bored. I always got something to do. I've got projects and creativities and ideas because I'm talking about ideas and I'm processing ideas. And there's so much in there that I can't even get it all out onto paper sometimes. That's the energy you want to surround yourself with. Not people who've given up on creativity and are talking about just being bored. Life's not working. You know, put aside clinical issues and depression issues. That's real and that's a thing. But watch out for the boredom monsters. The boredom monsters. Watch out for that. Surround yourself with creative people and ideas people. That's going to enhance your work and the things you're doing on a regular basis. So if one of the secrets in the art of not giving a fuck and being strong about your work and responding properly to criticism, if one of the secrets is being entertained by your work, loving your work, getting stoked on your work, and saying, my work is going to be the best. My art is going to be the best. My modeling is going to be the best, or it's on its way. If you can start saying all those things and working into it, you're on the right track. But it takes some work. It takes some practice. A few other tips on the art of not giving a fuck. Number one, remember, all humans are out there just trying to survive, just trying to make it. Nobody really knows what's going on. Everyone's trying to figure shit out one day after another. We're all in that together. That will help you respond to haters and to criticism more often. That will help you respond to it. Just remember, dude, nobody knows what's going on. There's no expert out here on this. There's not a ton of gurus who understand my art and my work. People are just trying to get through. So it's called the art of not giving a fuck because it's called that because it's an artistic lifestyle. It's a way of life. Learning to appreciate the things you do, learning to appreciate your product, learning to appreciate and be entertained by the things you do. And that's enough. And that's enough for you. And then the nervousness about what the world will think, then the nervousness about what the public will say, the comments that will come, that stuff sheds away because you are so enthralled and you're so excited about what you're doing. And if you're not excited, you got to get out. You got to do something else. If you're not entertained by the thing you're doing, you got to get out. Doesn't have to be perfect all the time, but 80, 90% of the time, you got to figure out a way to be entertained and excited about the product you're putting out, about the business you're working in, the job you're in. Learning to love that is the secret of life. Maybe you need to take a pay cut and do something else. And I want to stress it again. I want to stress it again that the art of not giving a fuck isn't going out and just being abusive back to the people who are hating on your work, being abusive to the people who gave you a bunch of shit, gave you a bunch of crap. That's not what it means. It's an art form. It's a lifestyle. It's an understanding and a compassionate way of living life and shooting from the base point of loving what you do. So therefore, people who don't love it, it doesn't matter. But there are some things that can help. You know, one of the things is learn to set your mind with the right expectations. You know, if you do anything in the public, there's going to be people who don't like it. And it's their right, and they get the freedom of speech, and they can complain about your shit all the time. Accept that. Accept that. I told my friend this 23-year-old model, get used to it. There's people who are going to be offended by what you do. You know, maybe sometimes you're not wearing enough clothing, or you're wearing too much. There's going to be people who just have a distaste for it. I don't like that genre. I don't like the way you're doing that. Be ready for it. Prepare yourself ahead of time for the negativity. Prepare yourself ahead of time for the negativity. Be ready for every kind of comment. Be ready for jealousy from people close to you. Be ready for jealousy from people who have no clue who the fuck you are. Be ready for the negativity if you're gonna put out a product. If you're gonna put out anything public, be ready for it. Be prepared for it. And I think that's one of the things that we don't teach enough in social media and we don't teach enough in public art is all of that negativity is going to be real. One of our other podcasts, we talk about people who are coming across with a heartfelt message. Some people's art is to write speeches. Some people's art is to come up with inspiration and motivation. Fitness instructors, people who are life coaches, they are coming up with mantras and guru statements about how to be better in life and how to move forward and how to love and how to be more successful in your sales. But a lot of that stuff, society who has a jaded view will say, that's cheesy. Be prepared to be called cheesy. Be prepared to be called fat. Be prepared to be called a loser. Be prepared to be called not stylish. Be prepared to be called somebody who is fake. Be prepared to be called somebody who is a liar. Be prepared to be, all these things are criticisms when you do public work. Get ready for it. Get ready for it. I talked a few months back with one of our guests and he talks about training your brain. And every morning says, I need to train my brain. And so I'm going out into the world. I'm on my way to drive and get my coffee every morning. And I train my brain. There's gonna be people who don't like me. for no reason. There's going to be people who don't like my message. There's going to be people who don't like my art. There's going to be people who think I'm cheesy. There's going to be people who think I'm an idiot. I'm training my brain to be prepared for that. I'm also training my brain to understand that I love what I'm doing. I'm reminding myself that I'm entertained by what I'm doing. I'm reminding myself that I am stoked on the product I'm putting out. I'm reminding myself all of these things. I'm training my brain in the morning. Be ready for it. Be ready for it. Our summary today is that there are many ways to love yourself, and that is how you live in the art of not giving a fuck. That's how you live in the world of criticism. That's how you live in the world where people are going to hate on your product, on your art. But we're not talking about the loving of yourself, pampering. We're talking about loving yourself by being entertained by your truest message, being entertained by your truest product, being entertained by your photography, being entertained by your own modeling, being entertained by your own music. If these things are happening, if you get to that point, if you're really at that point, you know you got a good product. You know you got good art. If it's fueling you, if it's giving you life and it's entertaining you, are you just so happy when you get to show the world your shit? It doesn't mean you're prideful. It doesn't mean you're egotistical. It means you got in touch with you. And that's truly the art of not giving a fuck. And that's truly loving yourself. I like what I do. I'm giddy about what I do. So showing it to the world is an honor. Showing it to the world is a privilege. Sharing my voice with the world is an honor. I love what I do. These are some thoughts on loving yourself. And this is a topic that's not talked about as much in the pampering and loving yourself topic. But if you want to be in on the art of not giving a fuck, on being strong up against criticism and against the haters, you got to have this piece. You got to have this piece. So go out and love yourself. Love what you do. Be stoked on what you do. Let it fuel you. And this has been another quick podcast from The Kevin Wright Show.